It's the time of year when people pull out a favorite family recipe as the holiday season swirls onto the scene.
One Milwaukee area resident is among a seemingly growing number of people passing on a passion for locally sourced, simply prepared dishes. But Kathy Papineau is going a step further.
Even as she runs a catering business that keeps her financially afloat, she donates her spare time and talent to students at Community High School on Milwaukee's Northwest Side. That's where WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz caught up with her.
Kathy Papineau managed to wheel a jam-packed metal restaurant cart into the high school on North 80th Street without losing a blender, butane burner, or a load of sweet potatoes. Community High School English teacher Will Harville beams. His work is what brought Papineau to the classroom today. Harville's professional life is also about balancing, including two classes he teaches.
English 12 and then a reading intervention class, which is called Readers or Leaders.
But there's more.
My position is an amalgamation of community outreach, resource coordination, humanities department chair, which is overseeing the English, language arts, and then social studies departments. And then doing a little bit of grant writing.
The charter school is marking its 12th year. Harville says since its inception, the MPS teachers who founded the school wanted to build it on service by first learning what's going on in the community.
It's just been really difficult in terms of engaging community partners. However, we were given some budgetary wiggle room that allowed us to create my position this year. With the luxury of creating that position, I've been able to engage community organizations like Kathy. And so engaging community partners and then overseeing all the students that will be going outside of the school on Wednesday afternoons to do community service, community-based service learning projects, internships, and in some cases work experience opportunities.
For now, Kathy Papineau just hopes this art class, temporarily transformed to a makeshift kitchen, will inspire at least a few of the 15 students who wander in. While she pulls out her blender and portable stovetop, Papineau recruits a student to dish out small helpings of something resembling chocolate pudding into small, well, they look like metal Dixie cups. The students eye the concoction skeptically. Papineau warms them up by sharing a bit of her background and philosophy.
I came from a family where my dad was a heavy man, my mom had six kids, I was the oldest girl of six. So that's how I learned to cook when I was probably half your age. And it was always focused on, because my dad was a heavy man, food that wouldn't be detrimental to his health. So that's the way I started, and I've loved and cooked forever since then. When my kids were probably 2, 4, and 6, I wanted to have some type of job. So I started making families the same dinners that I was making for our family.
A few years ago, Papineau built a commercial kitchen in the River West neighborhood. Part of her drive is to reduce the amount of good food going to waste.
30% of what's grown in our fields gets plowed under because we don't have a way to make it shelf stable, to process it, to keep it around, to get it out of the fields. And if I added another kitchen to the city and shared it with people, that people could process their food and we could get what's being wasted in the fields to people's plates if they could process it and make it shelf stable or freeze it or can it or whatever.
Papineau's other goal is to convince people to eat healthier.
Because what we put in our bodies is going to affect the way our minds work and the way our bodies work and how present we can be to information and the people around us. Yes.
Up until now, students patiently listened to Papineau's story. But Laviana, a freshman, can't wait another second. She's eyeing the pudding-like food in her tiny metal cup.
I have a question. What's in there?
Well, let's talk about that. Give it a taste and tell me what you think it is.
Carrots.
Sweet potato.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon spice.
Cinnamon, what else?
Vanilla,
sweet potato.
Vanilla extract.
Yes.
Papineau reveals the truth. Her chocolate pudding incorporates cocoa, vanilla, honey, and sweet potato. Student reviews were mixed. I saw quite a few scrunched up faces as they nibbled tentatively at Papineau's creation. She remains undaunted.
Who's got their phone? Who's got their phone fired up?
Papineau enlists ninth grader Trinity to phone Google.
Type in health benefits of sweet potatoes, okay?
It turns out there are plenty.
According to the world's healthiest foods, sweet potatoes are an excellent source of vitamin A. They are also a very good source of vitamin C, manganese, copper, pantothenic acid, and vitamin B6. Additionally, they are a good source of potassium, dietary fiber, niacin, vitamin B1, vitamin B2, and phosphorus.
Tradon, a senior, fights his way through the ingredients of a common snack pudding Papineau brought in to compare fresh to processed.
Water, not fat, milk, sugar, modified corn, starch, hydrogenated palm oil, cocoa, processed with. I really don't know this word.
But can Papineau win the students over to the flavor and consistency of healthy dishes?
Now we're going to try these.
She passed around a tray of her version of fries.
It doesn't look like those fries. Give it a try.
Chili fries, actually roasted sweet potato wedges seasoned with chili powder. Again, students didn't seem wowed. With class time slipping away, Papineau attempts to divide and conquer.
So, who wants to peel a potato?
Me.
Some students pick up a vegetable peeler for the first time. Papineau praises each student.
Yeah, you did fabulous. All right, you want to give somebody else a chance?
Yeah.
She recruits a few, including the inquisitive Laviana, to remove skin by hand from potatoes Papineau baked earlier in her own kitchen. How's that experience?
It's soft and it's oily and wet. Yeah, it's nasty.
But Laviana says she likes what she's learning.
I never worked with sweet potatoes like this before. With so many ideas, I didn't know that it can do, we can make so much out of it.
All right. Yeah, we got 10 minutes. So we're going to do this really fast, and then I want to do your smoothies for you. So let's bring those potatoes up here, please.
Papineau begins to concoct her version of a smoothie, doling it out in small jelly jars for the students to taste. Senior Darion hadn't much cared for the pudding or the fries. What about the smoothie?
Flavor, I taste a lot of banana. Mostly banana and a little bit of cinnamon. If I can get around that cinnamon taste, it'll be pretty good because I like bananas a lot. So.
And did this one have sweet potato or just the banana?
Just banana.
Darion, that had sweet potato in it.
It had sweet potato in it?
That had sweet potato in it.
I did not taste sweet potato.
Darion, the deal is we want the nutritious, fabulous sweet potato in there to make you smart and healthy and optimize who you can be.
Anastasia, also a senior, stands contentedly before the portable burner, sautéing small chunks of sweet potato in a bit of coconut oil with a dash of chili powder. Anastasia's done a bit of cooking at home.
I'm finna help out for the Thanksgiving dinner, so I'm gonna see how that goes from there. But the recipes that I like to cook would be like pork chops, macaroni and cheese, vegetables, and something extra to the side.
So now are sweet potatoes something you've eaten before?
Mm-hmm. They've been boiled, I think. Yeah.
And mashed, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think of the that's chili pepper?
Mm, yep.
What do you think?
I like it. I love it.
You could add that to your list for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Simple.
She can't promise this version will make it onto her family's Thanksgiving table, but says she's keenly interested in cooking. Anastasia is hoping to land a culinary internship before she graduates from community high school. It's mentor Kathy Papineau's turn to beam.
So how did that one turn out?
Next week, she'll try to dazzle another student or two with mini apple pies and caramelized curry Ida Red bites. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
You mix them with other things to see if it'll turn out in something new and fabulous.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You can find links to more from WUWM.com.